Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The new year is upon us, hard to believe. I want to take this opportunity to look back at 2010 and ahead to the new year. In all of 2010, the biggest surprise, the most powerful revelation, was the Tea Party movement. Coming out of nowhere, the Tea Party rose up and made a remarkable lasting impact on the November elections and continues to drive policy to this day. In part because of the insistence, government spending and the budget deficit are now being taken seriously in this town. And that brings me to my heroes list. Heroes proposing a courageous plan to cut government spending are former Senator Alan Simpson, former Chief of Staff for President Bill Clinton, Erskine Bowles. They co-chaired the President's Bipartisan Deficit Reduction Commission, and that has given added focus to our runaway spending. And the next hero award must go to the Republican leaders in Congress and President Obama for cutting the deal to preserve the Bush tax cuts, and even more surprising, giving us a much improved estate tax law, which will help us to save small businesses and family farms. Another hero that should not be overlooked is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator Grassley insisted that tax policies stay in place to allow the ethanol industry to grow. Ethanol doesn't get the respect it deserves for reducing our reliance on foreign oil. And now we look to 2011 with a new Congress and a president that may be willing to listen to the people. After all, he would like to get reelected. Maybe we can look forward to something this year. Number one, let's make some serious cuts in government spending, including entitlements. Number two, President Obama should open trade and travel to Cuba. They should do it now. Number three, we have three trade agreements that need to be approved: Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Get it done. Number four, let's put the brakes on the out-of-control EPA wanting to regulate everything. Anything we can do to slow down the nanny state would be good for our economy. And finally, we need to protect and sing the praises of this great agriculture industry that feeds the world. We have an amazing story to tell, but whether we realize it or not, we are under attack. And more on that subject another day. Happy New Year! I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And